got clay. We got ceramics.
Looks like you kids could use some pet chickens, am I right?
Hey, looks like you need some food.
Wow, this market is huge, Fern. I've never seen anything like it.
It is pretty impressive, Tank. We have a market like this back home on Flora, but it's surrounded by trees, not a desert. They sell fresh flowers every day, and a stream runs right next to the stalls. I really miss it.
Maybe we can visit Flora after we find our piece of the Galactic Arbor. Hopefully it'll be easy to spot in all this sand. It's as shiny as the helmet is.
The sooner we find it, the better. We've been here less than an hour, and I've already got sand in my eyes, my hair, my shoes. Where are we anyway?
Let's ask one of the merchants. Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where—
You here to buy some bread?
Bread? No, we just want to ask—
I only talk to paying customers. No money, no answers. Go on, get. Oh. Shoo.
He wasn't very nice.
That's another reason to visit Flora. The merchants are a lot nicer in—
Green Hills Gazette. Stay up to date with local news with the Green Hills Gazette. Get your copy today.
Green Hills? But that's where I grew up. We'd have to be on Flora to be in Green Hills, and we're definitely not on Flora. Flora isn't a desert. It has trees and flowers and bushes.
Maybe all the plants dried up.
Or maybe we're on a different planet that also has a town called Green Hills. Come on, let's find someone nicer than that bread guy to ask.
Try our smoky squirrel extra flare matches. Guaranteed to produce quality flames or your money back.
No thank you. We have a friend who can do that for free.
Lanthums, legendary lollipops. Flavors last up to 4 years. Buy 10, get 2 free. Here, kids, have some samples.
No, we don't—
Pocket-sized inflatable trampolines are a must-have.
Looks like you need some super glue.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Fern, you're home! Juniper? You've been gone forever. We heard the Challenge of Champions was over and all the grass disappeared and we saw like 5 shooting stars and you weren't home yet and— Wait, who's that?
Tank, this is my sister, Juniper. Junie, this is Tank. He's a star keeper.
Hi, Juniper.
Like, the star keepers? The heroes with super cool powers that help people?
That's us. Fern's a star keeper, too.
Oh, no way! Fern, that's amazing. Why didn't you tell me?
I haven't had time. I guess we really are on Flora. What happened, Junie?
After you left, all the plants started to dry up. Now almost everything has turned to sand and dust. The elders think it has to do with the cracked heart of Flora's people or whatever.
The cracked heart? What does that even mean?
Hey, I'm walking here. Watch where you're going, huh?
Hey, right back at you. Ugh. I don't know if you've noticed, Fern, but people aren't exactly holding hands and skipping down the street together. Without the plants, everyone's on edge.
What are the elders doing about it?
They invited all these merchants here to bring us food and other supplies until they can find a way to get the plants back. You can toss those samples, by the way. They hand them out every day.
I think I'll keep them. I'll put them in my bag for now.
Fresh sand, gathered just this morning.
Is that guy selling sand?
Only sold by Dusty Dunes Premium Sand Supply.
Ugh, Dusty! He goes out and brings in a ton of sand, then tries to sell it like we can't just walk outside and get it ourselves. He also ships it to other planets. Guy's wild about sand.
We got sand from 4 galaxies away.
Does anyone buy from him?
Some people do. If they want glitter diamond sand from this planet or color-changing sand from that galaxy. Funny thing is, everyone swears he's the fastest salesman they've ever seen. No one knows how he delivers stuff so quickly.
Fresh sand. Sand from all around.
Oh, he is moving pretty fast.
I've never seen his feet look shiny like that, though.
Maybe we should get away from the stalls. It's getting a little crowded.
Excuse me. Move.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Just squeeze on past right there.
You there! You look like you need some sand. Only 5 gold coins per jar.
No thanks.
How about edible sand? It's really just flavored sugar, but who can tell? Here, try some. That sample was spinach flavored. We have over 50 other flavors, too. Mango, strawberry, tuna.
No, thank you. Oh, we really...
Hot chocolate, baked potato, ham and cheese.
Hey, they said we're not buying anything. Leave us alone. No one wants to buy your sand.
Okay, I'm sorry. I admit, the spinach was a little much. But if I could just show you...
We said no. Come on, Fern. Tank.
No, wait. What?
Huh?
He deserves an apology. I'm sorry about my sister. I'm sure you have some really interesting sand to show us, but we're sort of in a hurry and can't stay.
Oh, that's okay, I guess.
Thanks for understanding. Sorry again. Now we can go. Juniper, that wasn't nice.
He wouldn't leave us alone. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. We could have at least heard him out instead of cutting him off like that. You should have been nicer, even if he was bothering us.
Why?
The Starkeeper Codex says that everyone deserves kindness. It's one of our most important guidelines. See?
The Codex? I thought Bubble said it was torn up.
It was, but we kept the pages and I've been restoring it a little at a time. I think I'm almost done.
This looks like another moldy old book to me.
This book has all of the codes that Starkeepers follow. It's really helpful.
Does it say anything about the armor?
I don't think so.
What armor?
The armor of the first Starkeeper. We were trying to keep this bad guy named Nebulos from getting it, but then it exploded into a bunch of pieces and flew away. Our piece of the key to the stars, which Bubbles won in the Challenge of Champions, led us to Flora. So now we think part of the armor landed here.
So you're telling me that someone named Bubbles won the Challenge of Champions?
She's another Starkeeper.
I have so many questions.
That's not important, Junie. Have you seen anything strange lately that might help us find the armor?
I mean, we saw those shooting stars the other day.
I bet those were the pieces of the armor.
Did you see anything else? Maybe where they went.
I heard about the crash.
Don't you know it's rude to listen to other people's conversations?
What do you know about the crash?
I'll tell you if you three will help me test out my latest product.
What's your latest product?
Fern! Juniper! Are you okay? You're bouncing pretty high!
This is amazing! I can see for miles!
We're fine, Tank! It's just a trampoline! Oh, you should try it!
I'm good down here! Safe! On the ground!
You can stop bouncing at any time.
I could jump on this trampoline forever.
Woo! We should probably get down. We still have to find the armor, remember?
Fine.
Well, how was it?
Really fun. I've never bounced that high on a trampoline before.
Ah, yes, that's our specialty. The key is in the springs.
Can you just tell us what you know about the crash?
Yes, all right. Last week, I saw a few of the other merchants fighting over some item, a pair of boots, I think, that they said fell from the sky. I didn't see who ended up with them, though.
Boots? They could be part of the armor.
We need to find out who has them.
Why don't we just ask?
Fern, welcome back. We didn't know you'd return to Flora. And I see you brought a new friend.
Elder Oak, Elder Moss, Elder Berry. It's nice to see you. This is my friend Tank. He competed with me in the Challenge of Champions.
Nice to meet you. Juniper, who are these people?
Those are our 3 town leaders, the elders.
What brings you home so soon, Fern?
The night you saw the shooting stars, something landed on Flora. One of the merchants found it, but we don't know who. Have you heard anything?
A crash?
Yes, Elder Moss. We think it was a pair of boots, part of a suit of armor.
I'm sorry. I haven't heard anything. Whoever ended up with them must not have said anything.
That's okay, Elderberry. We'll ask around some more. What about the plants? Why is everything dried up? And how can we get them back?
Can't you just grow more with your amazing plant powers?
We think the plant's disappearance has something to do with the oldest tree.
The oldest tree?
Legend has it that when the people of Flora are no longer good or kind, the oldest tree will begin to wither, and so will all the plant life on the planet.
You mean there's not enough goodness left to keep the tree alive?
People try to do the right thing, but that doesn't always make them good. I think it's been a while since the oldest tree has seen someone who acts out of the kindness of their heart.
How can a tree judge whether people are good or bad?
The oldest tree has always been connected to the people of Flora. Unfortunately, we have no idea how to fix it. It's difficult for people to change, and I don't think we have long before the planet is nothing but dust.
There must be something we can do. We can't just let the tree die.
I've seen a dying planet before, Elderberry, but my friends and I helped save it. Fern, Juniper, and I are going to do everything we can to save Flora. I promise.
It won't be easy, Fern. Juniper, you know the tree is guarded.
That's right. No matter how hard it is, we'll find a way to bring the plants back. I'm determined to save Flora.
Even if you don't succeed, thank you for trying. You three might just be the seeds that Flora needs to grow again.
We'll do our best. Thanks for your help.
Good luck.
My feet are killing me. Can we take a break from armor hunting?
I think we should talk to some of the other merchants. If they can lead us to the boots, maybe we can use its power to help the oldest tree.
What is the oldest tree?
It was the first tree ever planted on Flora. Stories say that the tree is guarded by beautiful ancient creatures, but no one's ever seen them.
Sounds like we'll have to go to the tree to fix the plants, so I guess we'll be the first.
Stupid box! Just move! Ow! 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 My foot! And now the box is open. Great.
Here, let me help.
Ah! Why do you look like that? Why does he look like that?
Oh, he has rock powers.
What? Ow! Thanks, I guess.
You're welcome.
The name's Dusty, the fastest sand merchant in the galaxy.
I'm Tank, and this is Fern and Judith.
We passed by earlier.
Hey, you're the kids who turned down my spinach sand. That's all right. Not many people like that one.
What's in the box? It sure is making a weird noise. Sounds magical to me.
Oh, that? That's just some shoes. I mean sand. Shoe sand. From the, Bigfoot galaxy.
Shoe sand?
No other sand makes that kind of sound. One of a kind, very precious.
Cool. Can we see?
Unfortunately, it's already been sold. So no, you can't. Sorry. I can give you another sample of the flavored sand. I got plenty. How about potato salad?
No, thank you. We're not here for sand. We're looking for some boots that showed up near the market not long ago.
Boots? I don't know anything about boots. I sell sand, that's it.
And sugar.
Flavored sand.
Have you heard the other merchants talking about them? They're probably shiny and give the person wearing them some kind of power, like strength or super speed.
Super speed? That's ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Well, I did hear something. Apparently, one of the shoemakers found some fancy boots laying around in the desert. But she lost them before she could bring them back to her stall. That's all I know about it, I promise.
What do we do? We have to find the boots before Nebulos does.
If the boots are lost in the desert, then they might be easier to find if we get rid of the sand and bring the plants back first.
Get rid of the sand?
You're right. Our best shot might be going to the oldest tree first, then finding the boots.
Oldest tree?
So the adventure continues.
I'm glad those kids are finally gone. What were they talking about? Get rid of the sand. And how did they know about my lovely boots? I can't let them take away the sand or my boots. I'd be ruined. No more selling sand across hundreds of galaxies. No more money for a swimming pool. No one messes with my sand or my pool. I have to stop them from taking the sand away. No, I have to stop anyone from taking the sand away. I have to get rid of that tree. That tree!
That tree! That tree!
Tank? How long has your pocket been making that sound? Wait, what?
The key shard!
Thought I heard it earlier when we were by Dusty Sand. I really only noticed it when he dropped
that box! Tank, it was making the same sound that the armor pieces did on Thundros. And the key shard was making the noise too. What if Dusty has the boots and lied about it? We have to go back.
I don't know, Fern. What if we're wrong? I don't want to make him angry.
No, but don't you see? We can go back and explain. And if he does have them, we can just...
Just what, Fern? Ask him nicely? Convince him that giving us the boots is the right thing to do?
Junie, what?
Just stop, Fern. It's not worth it. We've been running around all day trying to save a dying planet. We should just pack up and find another one that's still alive. Seems easier than trying to restore the oldest tree.
You know, this is just like you. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Fern?
Juniper, you've always taken the easy way out. And anytime someone asks you for help with something even a little bit difficult, you disappear. How can people rely on you when you do stuff like that?
Well,
The elders care about Flora. I care about Flora. We should save it because it's our home. And even if people aren't always nice or good or kind, they still deserve our help.
If I take the easy route, it's because you always make stuff too difficult. We have to save the dying planet. Now we have to talk to this merchant. And now we have to find these magical boots and ask the amazing elders for advice that actually makes no sense at all.
Tank and I are trying to help.
And I'm not? I didn't have to lead you all over the place on your little armor scavenger hunt. In fact, I don't have to come with you now. You can save the oldest tree on your own.
Juniper, wait!
No, let her go. I've never been able to count on her before. Why should I start now?
But she's your sister.
If she doesn't want to help, I'm not going to force her. Come on, let's go.
How much farther to the tree? We've been walking for hours.
All I know is that once we reach the Clover River, we're almost halfway there. It should be easy to cross, since we can just swim across. Whoa!
Fern! I've got you.
Thanks. I really thought I was going to fall for a second.
What is this? It looks like a ravine.
The Clover River. It's dried up.
It's so deep. How are we supposed to get across?
Maybe one of those free samples from the market can help. We've got matches, gum, glue, instant mac and cheese. Oh, here we go. It's the inflatable trampoline that the trampoline vendor gave us this morning. We can use it to jump over the river.
I don't know, Fern. It doesn't look very sturdy. I'll find another way across.
Come on, Tank. It's safe, I promise. It even comes with an air pump, see?
Well...
How about I go first to prove it'll work?
Okay, let's get it aired up.
There. Now we can just set it by the edge here.
I can't watch this.
On the count of three, I'm gonna run at it and jump, then bounce across to the other side. Once I'm over there, it's your turn. Got it?
Got it!
One, two, three! I did it! Now it's your turn, Tank. Ready? One, two, three!
Huh? I did it! I bounced over the ravine!
You did great!
Yeah.
Now come on, let's go find that tree.
Fern! Tank, wait up!
Juniper?
Fern!
You came back!
I turned around not long after I left. I'm sorry for not being there for you before, but I'm gonna start right now. I might not be a star keeper, but I can always show up to help my sister.
Thanks, Junie. I'm sorry too. I'm glad I can count on you.
Bird? Juniper? The key shard's acting up again.
But that means...
Look! Something's coming toward us from town!
It sure is moving fast.
It's Dusty!
He's wearing the boots! He jumped over the river like it was nothing!
That's why he's so fast! The galactic boots must give you super speed!
Well, he just super sped past us, and now he's headed for the oldest tree!